Narrated Al-Bara, may Allah be pleased with him. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, proceeded to perform Umrah in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, the people of Mecca stopped him from entering Mecca till he agreed to conclude a peace treaty with them, by virtue of which he would stay in Mecca for 3 days only, in the following year. When the agreement was being written, the Muslims wrote, "This is the peace treaty, which Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, has concluded." The infidel said to the Prophet, peace be upon him, "We do not agree with you on this, for if we knew that you are the Messenger of Allah, we would not have prevented you for anything, that is, entering Mecca, etc. But you are Muhammad, the son of Abdullah." Then he, peace be upon him, said to Ali, "Erase the name of Messenger of Allah." Ali said, "No, by Allah, I will never erase you. That is your name." Then Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, took the writing sheet, and he did not know a better writing. And he wrote, or got it the following written, "This is the peace treaty which Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, has concluded. Muhammad should not bring arms into Mecca except sheathed swords, and should not take with him any person of the people of Mecca, even if such a person wanted to follow him. And if any of his companions wants to stay in Mecca, he should not forbid him." In the next year, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, entered Mecca, and when the stipulated period of stay elapsed, the infidels came to Ali and said, "Tell your companion, Muhammad, peace be upon him, to go out, as the stipulated period of his stay has finished." So the Prophet, peace be upon him, departed from Mecca, and the daughter of Hamza followed him, shouting, "O uncle, O uncle!" Ali took her by the hand and said to Fatima, peace be upon her, "Take the daughter of your uncle." So she made her ride on her horse. When they reached Al-Madina, Ali, Zayd, and Ja'far quarreled about her. Ali said, "I took her for she is the daughter of my uncle." Ja'far said, "She is the daughter of my uncle, and her aunt is my wife." Zayd said, "She is the daughter of my brother." On that, the Prophet, peace be upon him, gave her to her aunt and said, "The aunt is of the same status as the mother." He then said to Ali, "You are from me, and I am from you." And said to Ja'far, "You resemble me in appearance and character." And said to Zayd, "You are our brother and our freed slave." Ali said to the Prophet, peace be upon him, "Won't you marry the daughter of Hamza?" The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "She is the daughter of my foster milk-suckling brother."